Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Go to patriotmobile.com/Carson. Get free activation with the offer code Carson. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/Carson or call 972-PATRIOT.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
And thank God it is Monday. How are you? Welcome to the show. Please come inside. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening. There was a whole lot of temper tantrum throwing over the weekend. Oddly enough, I didn't see any the whole pro-gun people out burning down anti-gun establishments and wrecking things, you know, because, you know, there's a big bill passed through the Congress last week that nobody's read about, the ownership of firearms. But, you know, it's kind of funny. All of the things that are on the plate right now, earth-shattering stuff happening in the last week, probably the biggest week with regard to Supreme Court decisions. Another decision came down the pike today with regard to a high school football coach. High school football coach, the Supreme Court. Left or right wing, radical white supremacists, they actually said that the court ruled that a school district violated Coach Joe Kennedy's First Amendment rights when he prayed on the field at the 50-yard line after the game by himself. So the positive is this has been upheld, but apparently Chick-fil-A had talked about paying for the travel expenses of employees who wanted to go to states where prayer is cool. So they wanted a prayer-friendly version of it, so they were going to actually pay for teams even to go play teams in other states where prayer on the field is allowed. I think that happened over the weekend. So another leftist pinnacle of freedom, I guess is what they would call it, has been kicked to the curb by the Supreme Court. You know, it's kind of funny. Nobody ever saw this whole Roe v. Wade decision coming, except for Donald Trump, because he's the guy who he made it happen. He's the guy who caused it. He's the reason why it happened. The left has another reason to hate Donald Trump. Here's Donald Trump in a debate with Hillary Clinton about this.
Let's pick up on another issue which divides you.
That's Chris Wallace. He was just let go, I believe, from MSNBC or NBC this weekend, along with Chuck Todd.
And the justices that whoever ends up winning this election appoints could have a dramatic...
Chuck Todd's going to the streaming service, kind of like CNN Plus.
...affect that there, and that's the issue of abortion.
Right.
Mr. Trump, you're pro-life, but I want to ask you specifically, do you want the court, including the justices that you will name, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which includes, in fact, states a woman's right to abortion?
Well, now, I want you to listen to what he says here, because what happened last week should not come as a surprise to you.
If that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, would think that that will go back to the individual states.
But I'm asking you
specifically. Oh, wait, did he say ban abortion? Did he say ban abortion?
Because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
So all of you morons who went out to places like California and Washington State and Portland, these were all the violent protests were. Yeah, you morons. Abortion's still legal. You won't have to leave your state. You won't have to have your company pay for your transfer. Okay? Idiots. I'm going to say it. Honestly, just pull your heads out of your rear ends for just a second. Stop throwing stuff. Stop acting like an idiot, like a child, like somebody who needs to be smacked upside the head, and realize you're protesting in a state where abortion is still legal. And I got to tell you, when it comes to you guys breeding, you know, I'm still pro-life.
But I'm asking you...
Even when it means those idiots living.
Specifically, would you like...
If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
But what I'm asking...
I don't think he said ban abortion again. Let me hear it.
Think that that will go back to the individual states.
Going back to the
original... But I'm asking you specifically, would you like...
If they overturned it, it'll go back to the states.
Okay, again, he said, I believe he did not say, I want to ban abortion. He said it's going to go back to the states.
But what I'm asking you, sir, is, do you want to see the court overturn? You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court...
The Second Amendment. That's next.
overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court.
Again, gasp, shriek. Oh, my God. I cannot believe that the Supreme Court would overturn a badly written a decision in 1973 after Donald Trump nominated Supreme Court justices for lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court.
I will say this, it will go back to the states.
And again, he's not saying ban it, he's just saying it's going back to the states.
The states will then make a determination.
You know, it does kind of suck to be a Democrat right now, because you may recall last week also the Supreme Court said that states like New York, where concealed carry is prohibitively difficult, and essentially there's a poll tax on it in the state of New York, owning a firearm. Because, you see, owning a firearm is guaranteed by the Second Amendment, okay? And then you're also guaranteed to vote, by the way. These are things that are guaranteed. But generally, you would have to leave the state, go live in another state to conceal carry if you want to protect yourself, which is guaranteed by the Constitution. Okay. So until a week ago, you would have to move to another state to enjoy a Second Amendment right. And now the Democrats are complaining because you may have to visit another state to have an abortion, which is not guaranteed by the Constitution. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You understand what I'm saying here? How about calm the hell down before you get punched back? I'm just saying, honestly, you're poking the pit bull, you're stroking, and you don't want to go here, because it's really not, it's not a hill we're dying on, because illegal abortion is not illegal. But please, I mean, all it's going to do is hurt you in the polls. If the Democrat Party thinks this is going to drive people to the polls in November, I'm thinking, as I have said for the last at least 20 years, that the Democrat Party is so intellectually and morally bankrupt, they think they're going to be able to run on this, when what really matters is what happens right now in American households, and that is not being able to run the air conditioning, not being able to fill your car with gas, not being able to have food on the store shelves, not having baby formula, which, by the way, Yana Presley literally said having more abortion is better because, hey, if the babies are born, there's not going to be any baby formula, so you might as well just kill the baby now. Yeah, these are geniuses. These people are geniuses. And so many of them fomented actual violence compared to the January 6th, where no fomentation of violence happened. Donald Trump did not say, go and burn down the Capitol. He said nothing like that. There were no giant proclamations by major media celebrities January the 5th saying, go to the White House and burn the damn thing down. But there was this crap happening all over the country. Joe Biden tried to get ahead of it on Friday by saying, oh, no, please don't go out and burn buildings and stuff. Wink, wink. Whatever you do, do not go to that pro-life facility and spray paint it or burn it down. Wink, wink. We will not tolerate this sort of violence. That's the kind of thing he put out on Friday. Not saying endorsed it, but certainly the first time that in at least 3 years, a Democrat said something about violence in the country and you shouldn't be a part of the violent mob. The first time they let the country burn the summer of 2020, they said nothing as $2 billion plus worth of damage happened. One police officer killed in St. Louis. Nobody's found the killer of that person. Hundreds, maybe thousands of police officer injuries, some permanent. At least 30 murders nationwide. Joe Biden said D word for Richard. Maxine Waters said D word for Richard about that violence. But you are hearing violence all over the place from the left. Like, here's Maxine Waters on Friday, I believe.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with controlling your body.
The hell with
a million ways to control your body.
The Supreme Court.
What did she say? Did she say the hell with the Supreme Court? Hold on.
hell they try and stop us. To hell with the Supreme Court.
To hell with the Supreme Court, she said.
We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid.
Oh, it's black women now. The black women are intimidated or afraid.
They got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves.
Black women will be out in droves.
We will be out by the thousands.
You know why you need to separate the black women from the... But okay, you're Maxine Waters, and you, what you say never makes sense.
By the millions, we're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you.
The only fight I've ever fought for is the right to party, and that was in college.
Hello, everybody! Hello, young girls! We're fighting for you!
Yeah, that's Maxine Waters. She's a genius. If you're expecting a cancer cure from her, look elsewhere. So there's a lot of things going on. Abortion clinics are being forced to shutter in pro-life states. Thought you should know. I think about this because the first abortion clinic I ever saw was in Columbia, Missouri. The Planned Parenthood right there on the, I think it's on MLK Boulevard, but it's right there in a neighborhood. It's largely black. That's the way they all are, by the way. They're always in neighborhoods that are largely people of color because Margaret Sanger was a dedicated racist and eugenist and wanted the extermination of the black race. And she had to stop actually dining out with Hitler in hell last week because of this decision. She was very disappointed. So anyway, Texas, for example, has a bill that'll ban most abortions from the moment of contraception forward. There's that. They're going to have 30 days to go into effect there. Whole Women's Health, an abortion provider that operates 4 clinics in Texas and makes a lot of money doing it, announced it will stop providing abortions while it reviews the Supreme Court's decision. Abortion clinics in other states are following suit. I'm not sure, because of the price of gas by Joe Biden and his administration, if it's going to be a little expensive to drive to another state to get your abortion. So you might want to work that into your abortion plan if you're planning on leaving. Planned Parenthood Great Plains announced Friday abortion services at its Little Rock, Arkansas have been paused, while abortions at its Oklahoma clinics have been canceled after the state enacted total ban on abortion. But remember, there are states where abortion is legal and will continue to be legal. I do have some news on this this new conservative victory for free speech with regard to a coach who prayed on a field and some students decided to join him. So that's going to be legal. There is a national sex strike, apparently. The women who are really down with unfettered abortion, they're going to go on a sex strike. Also, a lot of Gen Z people are saying that this is going to kill hookup culture, which generally results in a feeling of emptiness and a sexually transmitted disease. So there's that. Of course, your phone calls as well at 800-922-6680. So give us a buzz and let's get going, shall we? Let's have some fun today. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
There's only one Rob Carson on the radio.
Oh, thank God.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Into the streets!
Into the streets!
Into the streets!
Into the streets!
And you will pay the price.
Riot smart!
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
Will you condemn the violence?
We have literally, there's no doubt about it. There's no parsing of words here. We have Democrats who are down with violence because of the decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Will she not condemn it? So I guess no condemnation.
I'm advocating for violence.
Yeah, there was a lot of bets going on this weekend around the country. Not as bad as the summer of 2020, because maybe Americans this time are going to say, bring that bleep to my hood and you're going to get shot. There you go. there's a little bit of that going on, I suppose. And you know, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, somebody asked me this. The first question that somebody asked me, I don't know why. Well, you know, Roe v. Wade, what's this going to do to us in November? And I'm like, well, nothing. Really? Yeah, I think it's going to motivate those who are already voting against Republicans to vote, I guess. But they were already doing that, and if they weren't, they, you know, they're going to steal the votes. And the more important headline is that 97% of Americans say Joe Biden's inflation is either a crisis or a problem. I don't think that 97% of Americans say that Roe v. Wade sending abortion back to the states is a crisis or a problem. So there's that. Yeah, there's that. Let's go to James in Perry Hall, Maryland. Hello, James. You'll be the first call of the week, my friend. Make it good.
Oh, I'm going to try to. It was great talking to you.
All right. What's up, bud?
My question is basically, I've been pro-life all my life. Been raised, that's how I was raised, my family. And so I guess I'm happy that Roe v. Wade, I'm happy he's going back to the States. Now, granted, we live in Maryland, so I don't see that changing in any which way.
Oh, no, no. You can go right to the ninth. You can go right to birth in Maryland. It's unreal.
Right. But my question is for those states who are going to do it. The only thing I question is for those states who are going to go no abortions under no circumstances. Now, I don't know if that's every state or what states are going to do that or if any states are going to do that. That was just me listening to LSD for a little bit, just because I need to laugh at their stupidity. But, you know, they're always going to say, you know, you can't get an abortion in any state. Every state is going to say no abortion, no circumstances. My question is, I guess, if those states who are doing that, what about those who, I mean, rape, I understand. Incest, I understand. Threat of life, I understand. But those would be the only circumstances I would condone rape or condone abortion. But are there any states who are saying no to everything?
You know, I'm going to have to double check on it. I believe that the abortion clinics in some states are shuttered altogether. In Missouri, the state of Missouri, for instance, what I'm next to right now, as far as the possibility of some sort of exception with regard to rape or incest, I'm not sure. It's differing by states. I will tell you that a lot of the times if a woman is raped, she will go to a hospital, and the hospital will offer what's called an abortifacient, an RU486, which will terminate the insemination of the egg, which I'm fine with, by the way, also in the case of incest. And the reason why I'm fine with it is because I can't imagine, despite the fact that I am a product of rape, I don't know if you knew that, James, but I am the product of sexual assault. My mother was sexually assaulted. I did the DNA test. I've not been able to.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, well, thank you. And so am I, believe it or not. Although there are days, James, my God, and this weekend with the honey-do list, I'm like, no, but I'm just kidding. But no, but I'm grateful to my mother for having me, my biological mother for having me. She may or may not have had the opportunity because it was 1965, but she did have me. This may sound odd, but if my mother would have gone to an emergency room and had the opportunity to terminate the pregnancy, that is her decision. And it would be something that I would have had to have lived with, but I would have never lived. So I'm going to say I'm grateful to her for carrying me to term. As far as before the insemination happens, I believe most hospitals would offer that. But I'll do some research on it. I can't know everything about everything, James. I can't know everything about everything.
I know you can. I know you can.
All right, James. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Hope you had a great weekend. So, you know, there's a lot of things I can definitely lead the discussion on. I do believe that on the abortion debate. I can lead the discussion on it because, you know, there's a lot of reasons. As far as the minutiae of each individual state that are allowing an abortifacient to be used, et cetera, it's going to vary by state to state, and it'll all come out in the wash. All right? Now, here's an interesting thing, though. This isn't going to come as a surprise to you. Most Americans want strict limits on abortion. Now, most Americans don't want abortion to be outlawed completely. Do you see this? So, meaning there's got to be some sort of common ground here. Like I said, when a woman has been raped or a case of incest, going to a hospital, terminating before it can begin. But 57% of American voters believe that abortion should be only legal in specific circumstances. 24% say illegal in case of rape, incest, life of a mother. 13.9% say illegal except in the case of the death of the mother, or the threat of the mother's health. 20% say illegal after fetal heartbeat can be detected. So there has to be a common ground here somewhere. But the left doesn't want that, and they're going to burn everything because they want it their way. They're going to throw a temper tantrum. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to backfire like everything else has backfired and will continue to backfire in their faces. The number here is 800-922-6680. You are listening to a Monday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
We have many ideas. We have some ideas coming from Senator Warren.
Oh, my God. Is that like L.A.?
Signed a letter along with 25 other Democratic senators asking President Biden to explore opening health care clinics on federal lands in red states.
They are health care clinics. They're not abortion clinics on federal land.
In order to help people access the health care and abortion services that they need.
Yeah, it's funny. Joe Biden is shutting down drilling on federal lands. No, that didn't work. Anyway, so that's what AOC says. They're just going to take federal land and they're going to open abortion clinics on federal land. That's what they're going to do. No, you can't do that. You see, that's not legal. But that's what they think that they own the country. They think that they own the government. And if that's the case, then let's on federal land, let's do open carry. Let's just everything on federal land is open carry. I don't care where you are. Open carry on federal property of any type. Let's see how well that works. It's not going to work. It's more nonsense. It's more nonsense from the left. But a majority of Americans want strict limitations on abortion. A majority of Americans don't want abortion to be completely illegal, which goes back to the argument that Joe Biden said decades ago, keep it rare, early, and legal. That's what he said. But for some odd reason, that argument, a lot of people could certainly disagree with if you are pro-life, yes, but it was certainly more moderate than the state of Maryland where they allow you to murder the baby right up to birth. A human being that could literally, the only way you could discriminate against this human being in the most possible egregious way possible, which is to end their life because of one thing, and that is that they exist just past a fleshy wall of muscle and sinew in a bag of amniotic fluid. Person outside lives. Person in there dies. 33.8% of independent voters believe that abortion should be legal in the first or second trimesters. 11.5% believe abortion should be legal up to the moment of birth. And they're all sick. And that includes partial birth. And what I would recommend for those people is that they see a tape of a partial birth abortion. I absolutely believe that. 100%. If you want to put your money where your mouth is, then I would suggest you watch one and see how you feel. 81.5% of Republican voters believe that abortion should only be legal in specific circumstances, including rape, incest, life of the mother. 23% say illegal, except in the case of the mother. 22%, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of minutiae, but there's a lot of insanity as well. Here is Tiffany Cross from MSNBC, and I mean, honestly, she is a person of color. In our country in 1973, Roe v. Wade passed, was put into effect, the legislation, and Roe v. Wade allowed for abortion around the country in places like Planned Parenthood. And Margaret Sanger created Planned Parenthood, and she was a eugenist. She believed, like Hitler, that babies with Down syndrome and birth defects should be aborted, and also black people. Absolutely 100% serious. Don't believe me? Look it up. And here is Tiffany Cross after at least 20% of the black population have been murdered in the womb because of Roe v. Wade, which means that the 20% of people of color who were aborted in the womb could have had children and grandchildren, which means that we wouldn't be a 13% black country. It would have been closer, probably to about 50%. But that said, here is Tiffany Cross talking about abortion and using the very popular Handmaid's Tale as an analogy.
And now the Supreme Court wants to...
Never seen Handmaid's Tale, never going to either.
...mandate birth in a country where...
Also not going to read Little Women anytime soon.
17 million children are hungry, and more than 420,000 children are in the foster care system. And
okay, there you go. So those are all reasons why children should be aborted. Should be aborted. I'm also not going to watch like movies like The English Patient. And I'm just saying there's some things that I won't watch. It's not about women. It's just there are things that I'm not interested in. Yeah, but here it is. Listen to her. This is what's going to happen.
Birth in a country where 17 million children are hungry and more than 420,000 children are in the foster care system.
Okay, so rather than be adopted, you're better off being dead. This 17% of children are hungry is a made-up discussion, although I would mention there are probably a lot more children going hungry because we don't have any baby formula, and it's prohibitively expensive to buy groceries now. There is that.
And none of this should be a surprise. Why? Because we warned you. Every time we told you to vote and pointed to this decades-old Republican promise when Obama was blocked from placing a judge on the
promise fulfilled, people.
Supreme Court, when the overgrown Oompa Loompa was voted into office.
I think she's talking about Donald Trump.
When Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and the real-life handmaiden Amy Coney Barrett were nominated and confirmed, we tried to tell you.
Yep, and we made it very obvious that the target was Roe v. Wade. There was no BSing. There was no none of this, let's sneak CRT into schools and then wait 20 years until the first graduating class goes to work at, I don't know, places like Netflix and starts pulling a bunch of their BS. You know, none of that noise, none of that keeping it secret, none of that changing the language, none of that pro-choice, pro-women's health, you know, whatever. None of that. It was, no, we're against abortion, and we want to make it illegal. At least that's what some people have said. Others have said we might want to make it very, you know, prohibitive. We want to make it safe, but very rare and very early. So there was no mincing of words like there is on the Democrat side of the equation. Didn't have to change anything. Didn't have to change it from pro-abortion to pro-choice. Didn't have to move from pro-choice to pro-women's health care, and consequently that Republicans don't want women to get health care and they're going to die of a bunch of maladies. That all nonsense, by the way. You can go and get your whatever done. You know, I'm not going to get into the sundry sorts of procedures that someone with female genitalia has, but, you know, that's all still available. And by the way, most of that is not provided by Planned Parenthood. So if you want to go to Planned Parenthood for your mastectomy, or not mastectomy, your where they, you know, press your boobs, the whatever. Sorry, I don't get that done. Then that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So if you want to go get your whatever done at the Planned Parenthood, no, we're just here for abortion pretty much, or we can give you some free birth control. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Birth control's free? Okay. Don't tell anybody. Here is this is the guy. He's called a Gen Z activist. His last name's Dabrowski, and this is the kind of insanity that we're dealing with on the left. This is what happens when you put people in schools and they teach them CRT and they teach them radical leftism. This is the result of it.
We knew this day was coming, people. We knew it when Donald Trump appointed three Republicans.
Wait! Hold on a second. Tiffany Cross said they did not know this was coming.
Supreme Court justices who said they would uphold Roe v. Wade and lied under oath just so they could get caught.
Oh, they lied under oath. The Supreme Court justices lied under oath.
Information and then
that's the new thing now. They lied to get into office. Kind of like, I don't know, like Ketanji Brown Jackson saying, I don't know what the hell a woman is, but you're the first black female Supreme Court justice. I don't know what a woman is.
Return it once they came into power. We knew this day was coming. So what are we going to do now?
Yeah, so why are you freaking out about it? Why don't you just actually kind of, I don't know, hunker down, quietly having a meeting or two, decide on a strategy rather than caterwauling, screaming at concerts, and burning stuff down?
Are we going to surrender? Are we going to say no?
Do you think that the caterwauling and the burning stuff down is going to work? It never does.
It's over. We're going back to the dark ages. No. Stop it. we are going to show up to the ballot box in massive numbers, and we are going.
I wonder if Democrats will still vote for dead people after this decision.
To make sure,
I think we need to do a poll of the dead to see if you're still going to vote Democrat because the Supreme Court voted the way they did.
Women's reproductive rights return to where they belong, in the hands
of
women.
You know, visiting, you know, maybe somebody's grave this weekend. Just look and see if there are some young Democrat activists. Generally, they have gauged ears and piercings in their eyebrows and their nose. They smell like patchouli and pot. If you see them walking around a cemetery with a clipboard, you'll know that they are actually polling the undead, or the dead, actually. They're polling the dead to see how they'll vote because they've used the dead vote for so many years.
Not in the hands of six Republican Supreme Court justices. Are you with me, people?
God help me if you are with this guy.
Are you with me, and are you with the Democrats? If you are, you better show up to vote blue this November because everything's on the line.
That's almost like a caricature. That's like somebody that Jim Carrey would play in a movie. That is just spectacular. I mean, spectacularly insane. Did we hear any of that insanity, you know, with regard to rulings against gun ownership? Like last week with the Senate and the House passed this gun bill that has red flag laws and all of this stuff, which will be challenged by, you know, gun owners and all that. But was there the burning and the screaming and the caterwauling and the bat crap craziness like on CNN? Did you realize that you can't say Ruth Bader Ginsburg's name in vain? Did you know that? You can't say Ruth Bader Ginsburg's name if you're a conservative on the media. Listen to this.
And so that, I think, is the best compromise. And in fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that she...
Do not say her name tonight from your mouth after what you just said.
Do not say your name from her, her name from your mouth.
You are literally, you cited a case.
Literally, it's using Ruth Bader Ginsburg's name in vain as a non-believer in abortion.
And so that, I think, is the best compromise. And in fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that she...
Do not say her name tonight from your mouth after what you just said.
You are literally... You cited a case.
I'm going to go to Adam.
I wonder how many of those votive candles with Ruth Bader Ginsburg on them were lit this weekend.
Disrespectful.
You literally just cited a case from 1896 before women had the right to vote in this country.
Yeah, there's nothing in the Constitution about abortion.
What happened today is absolutely horrifying. Every single person in this country.
Yeah, abortion's not illegal.
Including you, who's celebrating today about this overturn.
I certainly was.
You support a 12-year-old who's been raped to have to actually carry her pregnancy to term.
No, that's not true, but I know that you're down with a 12-year-old deciding to change genders and taking puberty blockers and undergoing horrific mutilating surgery.
That is what you support. You support women dying.
And then you got to live the rest of your life with the horrific mutilated surgery and all that.
Being in this country if they have an atopic pregnancy, because that is what will happen.
You're putting words in my mouth.
That is what you support.
That is not okay.
That is what you support.
So it's kind of funny. She's trying to put words in the other woman's mouth while taking words, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, out of her mouth. It's kind of weird that way. Putting words in somebody's mouth after taking some words out of somebody's mouth. But that's the left in this country. I want to get into also the high school football coach who won at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says you can actually say a prayer on a football field after a game and the crowd has left. I know, crazy, right? Another curb stomping by conservatives and common sense in this country. 800-922-6680. Let's take a break. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Donald Trump says he's the funniest man on TV. Just wait till he hears him on the radio. It's the Rob Carson Show.
I was reminded Bill Clinton, actually, and I heard Biden use this as well, but Bill Clinton said that he wanted abortion to be safe, legal, and rare, by the way. My, how the Democrat Party has changed. Now they want it unfettered until birth. They want it unfettered until birth. I've never understood. I really don't understand how they made the ability to end a pregnancy into empowering for women. The power is in the birth. The power is in saying, I'm going to keep the baby. But anyway, that's beside the point. I want to mention this real quick here. High school football coach scores big at the Supreme Court over a post game prayer. And this is driving the left insane. All of these decisions in the last week driving the left insane. The New York case with regard to the Second Amendment driving the left insane. There are a host of these things that we're seeing just go the wayside. We're seeing Joe Biden's green energy go up in flames because inflation is being caused. We're seeing his entire presidency going up in flames because of, you know, the class of 1968's moist dream has finally come to reality. And now that everybody can see it in the sunlight, they're rejecting it. So the Supreme Court handed a big win to a former Washington High School football coach, lost his job over reciting a prayer on the 50-yard line. Now, this is, you know, the culmination of a host of things. And years ago, when I was probably in high school, I started hearing these stories of people raising hell because there was a whatever in the classroom. Somebody said the word Jesus on the playground, and the school was shut down. You know, and it began to get really crazy. No more praying at school, no more praying after school, no more this, no more praying on the field, and it was all about separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. It's actually about not establishing a religion like Christianity, or a religion like Islam, or a religion like Judaism. Okay. As far as a pure ban of religious anything on federal property, that's not the case. So at issue was a public school employee praying alone, but in view of students, they were engaging in unprotected government speech. And if it is not government speech, does it still pose a problem under the First Amendment's Establishment Clause? And this is what the Supreme Court said. Here, a government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a brief, quiet religious observance doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment. And the only meaningful justification the government offered for its reprisal rested on a mistaken view that it had a duty to ferret out and suppress. This is Neil Gorsuch, who most certainly his home will be under siege today because all of the conservative Supreme Court justices were doxxed over the weekend. Quote, religious observances, even as it allows comparable secular speech, the Constitution neither mandates nor tolerates that kind of discrimination. So that school in wherever the hell it was, Washington State, that wanted to do the after-school Satan Club, you know, they can do that. But apparently praying on the field after a football game was a real problem. But now coaches can do that. Joe Kennedy was a varsity head coach, varsity assistant coach with the Bremerton School District in Washington from 2008 to 2015. He began the practice of reciting a post-game prayer by himself, gasp, shriek, a moment where a conservative has a moment between he and his maker. That can't be allowed. But eventually, students started joining him. Shut up. They must have been forced. Certainly, they were coerced into doing it. According to court documents, this evolved into motivational speeches that included religious themes. After an opposing coach brought it to the principal's attention, the school district told Kennedy to stop. He did temporarily, then notified the school that he would resume the practice. The situation garnered media attention. Kennedy announced that he would go back to praying on the field. It raised security concerns. When he did pray after the game, a number of people stormed the field in support. In support? In support? Okay. School district then offered to let Kennedy pray in other locations before and after games, or for him to pray on the 50-yard line after everyone else had left the premises, but he refused, insisting that he could continue his regular practice. After continuing the prayers at two more games, the school district placed Kennedy on leave. So Kennedy's attorney, Paul Clement, argued that the court was firing him was a clear constitutional violation because not only was Kennedy engaged in private, not government, speech, but that the school was taking action precisely because his speech is religious. There you go. So that's a case of the government allowing some speech but getting rid of others. That was a problem. And so, coaches, you can say a prayer on the 50-yard line. My school, when I was in high school, we prayed before every game. And he didn't say, Dear Lord Jesus. He didn't make it Christian. He just prayed to the Maker and all that stuff. So, victory. Victory for conservatism. More on the Roe v. Wade decision. More bat guano crazy audio, including from celebrities on stage. That's on the way. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Rob. Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Hour number two of the Rob Carson Show. Lots of stuff to get to with regard to some major Supreme Court cases last week. One major Supreme Court case today that allows for a high school coach to pray on the field after a game. Yeah, that's, you better burn down some buildings and stuff, you know. It's whatever. So, yeah, the Supreme Court case that involved a coach praying on the field after a game and some kids joining him because they voluntarily chose to join him and all that. Joe Kennedy has apparently been vindicated by the Supreme Court, saying that this is not a separation of church and state matter, but a First Amendment issue. So that's another victory for conservatism. This on top of the victory for life last week with Roe v. Wade going bye-bye, which should surprise no one. And again, abortion is still legal in many states. So chill the bleep out. So this is kind of interesting. The women, left-leaning women in America want to go on a sex strike in protest over the SCOTUS ruling. Pro-choice supporters are calling for a sex strike in response to the SCOTUS decision. Many women who marched with thousands of protesters in New York City on Friday and Saturday held signs that said, "No sex until we have abortion rights." I could make a comment about the really vocal people behind the no sex movement. And a lot of the times, some people might look at those people and say, you know, that's cool. Not a big sacrifice. But I wouldn't do that. Because, you know. Anyway, protesters expected to carry on with through the week with their major cities. I have an idea. I wonder which would have a bigger effect: pro-choice women not having sex, or pro-choice men not going to work. How about that? Ooh, that's stupid. No. I want you to think about that. Pro-choice men decide that they're not going to go work on road crews. Now, this morning, I was driving my neighborhood there. They got one of those big old grinding machines that grinds up the old asphalt, and then they're going to put down new road in front of my house in my neighborhood. It's really cool. And by the way, it's run on gas. There's no such thing as an electric one of those. And the asphalt's made of petroleum products, which are, you know, brought from the ground. Now they're prohibitively expensive because of Joe Biden. That said, I saw one woman on that crew. And I think she was sitting in the truck. She was standing outside. She got up and sat in the truck. That was the first time I saw a woman on a road crew in a very long time. But what I would recommend is that men who are pro-life, or you know, if you are on the receiving end of the no sex thing, then I would suggest that men don't go out on their fishing boats today. Men don't climb buildings to build buildings. Men don't get up on top of houses to re-roof them, because basically they're all men. Men don't go out and farm massive farm fields in their tractors. Men don't do that. Men don't drive tractor trailers, because the lion's share of men who do all the hauling in this country, and a good share of the heavy lifting, and I'm not meaning to take away from any women who do these jobs, don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, if you want to say and use sex as a cudgel, let's see what really impacts the country and the economy. So this, yeah, I'm not going to have sex, really, I mean, it really kind of cheapens the power of women. I mean, the only thing that you have the power to do is not put out. So they're going to do a put out walkout. I mean, it's really sad. If you think that's the only power you have, just don't put out. And I got to tell you, some of the craziness that I saw this weekend, the shrieking and all that, chances are not a lot of people going to have sex with you anyway. I'm just saying. Plus, there's also, you know, all these streaming services. I mean, honestly, do you miss sex as much? You know? I'm playing. Let's go to Barbara in Baltimore. Hello there, Barbara, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
I always try to resist calling you, but I had to call you because
yes.
That is a good suggestion to some of those nasty girls.
Yeah.
You know what? A little bit of self-respect, a little bit of self-restraint, it might be a wholesome start for a lot of these girls who think they're just putting out, like, would you say, put up, put out.
Yeah, yeah, the walkout, the put out walkout is what they're doing. They're going to do a put out walkout.
They might want to try it. I think it's wholesome. I think a lot of them should. And you're right. The way some of those girls look that I've seen shrieking and screaming and patting their body part, they're so nasty. I can't even imagine that a lot of people would want them. They would be like what Derek called this morning, some of those booty call girls.
So yeah, no booty calls.
No booty calls. They never get married. Nobody marries them. Nobody takes them home. They don't take them out to dinner. You know, it might be a good place to just pause right now.
Yeah, so you're saying a put-out walkout would be much better than a walk of shame in the morning.
Yeah, I think
You're walking home, you got your clothes half on, one shoe on, you're walking home, everybody knows what you're walking for. Maybe it'd be better just to walk out on the sex before.
I tell you what, it wouldn't be a bad idea. I just wanted to say this. I'd like to invite people to the Holiday Inn Express, July the 1st, between 6 and 9. Come out and meet and greet with Dave, and I'll certainly be out there, and I also have all the registration cards.
Remind my national listeners who Dave is.
Oh, Dave Wallace is running for Congress in the 2nd District. And
in Maryland,
known Dave since 2010. In Maryland, I've known him since 2010 when he organized the Tea Party bus to D.C. And that's where I first met him, marching on D.C. for all of the America First, every America First issue there is. Dave was America First.
Hey, Barbara, did you notice all those America First agenda items are all coming true for Republicans the last month or so?
Absolutely.
Isn't that great?
I say to people all the time, because Dave has run for office before, but Maryland was not ready for him. But this is his time, because now Marylanders realize just how bad some of their policies are and have been and still are. And I think it's also important that people find out who these Republicans are who have voted for government-funded abortions, and those Republicans who have actually been donating secretly to Democrats here in Maryland. It's time to put the cards on the table, because I'm going to ask for it to be put on the table. I'd like to see it publicly.
All right, Barbara. Barbara, listen, I got to run. Thanks for the phone call. You can call later in the week. This is an early call, so you can call later. I give you permission. My producers a lot of times are careful about how many times people get calls on the air, because it becomes somebody's show. Yeah. Barbara's always welcome. Let's move on here. A TikTok trend has the angriest leftist women threatening hookup sex will die now that Roe is overturned. This is another fallout of no strings attached sex, which, I mean, works for some people. They're completely cool with it. But I would venture to say that most people, at least a very large percentage of women, don't just want wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Right? Am I wrong? Maybe. I mean, you like that. Some people do. Some people, I'm not a. Anyway. In the weeks leading up to the U.S. Supreme Court on abortion, many women took to social media to let men know that if Roe were overturned, the habit of casual hookup sex would end. In case you're a man who doesn't care about Roe v. Wade, just know that if abortion gets banned, hookup culture will be absolutely decimated. This is according to TikTok user Money Mollusk. So she's a money and she's a slug. That's interesting. What woman would have mediocre sex with a drunk rando if he could potentially father her child? Well, why the hell are you having sex with a drunk rando in the first place? I mean, honestly, maybe you should reevaluate. When you stop having sex with drunk random people, maybe you should just step away for a night and go, what the hell was I thinking? But anyway, she continued, noting that the video is directed at all the pro-life men who love Plan B. All mostly Democrats, actually. But I'm sure there are some scumbag Republicans, too. This video has 1.4 million views on TikTok. So is it going to be hard for women to walk away from having sex with a drunk guy, a random drunk guy? Is that going to be a major sacrifice? I'm not sure it's going to be a major sacrifice. I could be wrong. Maybe you are that person. I, whatever. In another video, which received 12,000 views, fitness influencer Nikki Cox said that the debate surrounding Roe v. Wade isn't just for women. Quote, since about 75% of men only care about sex and money, I hope they know that this Roe v. Wade decision could destroy hookup culture and leave them paying 18 years of child support. That's their argument. That's their argument. That's fantastic. She went on to imply that men may not care about women's rights, but she said they care about their bank accounts. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Oh, because of the 18 years of child support. Okay, I got you. Okay. A TikToker, Ray One Is, drew 100,000 views after posting a video which she said that hookup culture is set to disintegrate. Why would we risk letting someone who runs on Hot Pockets and Jewel Pods father our children? That's a reference to the mediocre sex with a drunk rando. So why the hell would you want to have a guy who's a vape addict who eats Hot Pockets all the time? Again, what the hell are you thinking? Is this a strike? Because I think it's going to make your life better. I think it's going to be better if you don't have sex with a guy who's drunk, addicted to vape, and eats Hot Pockets all the time. I'm just saying, maybe. Nothing against you drunk guys who eat Hot Pockets, probably live in your parents' basement. Nothing wrong. But, you know, I'm not thinking you're the best candidate for fatherhood. So maybe this is a good thing. There you go. Yee Girl 99. I don't know what the hell that means. She said, oh, y'all boys don't care because Roe v. Wade doesn't affect you, ? What do you think this is going to happen to all this hookup culture y'all so fond of? Not probably an English teacher. I could be wrong. Maybe it's the new English. You know, whatever. So there you go. It continued with the user live polling. Nothing to do with dancing. Live polling, who said in her video, this is officially the end of hookup culture as we know it. Let me see you fight back, my nicotine-addicted frat brothers, is what it said. The social practice of casual sex is nothing new, but women seem to have assumed a lower risk with easy access to abortion. They have not had many barriers to simply killing an unwanted child should they become pregnant. So there you go. The end of hookup culture, just as my daughter celebrates her 17th birthday. I couldn't be happier. Let's take a break, shall we? This is the Rob Carson Show.
Ain't freedom of expression great? To follow Rob Carson on social media, go to Truth Social Getter, Facebook and Twitter, at Rob Carson Show.
I don't know about you, but this weekend, I kind of just had a nice weekend. I didn't go and try to burn down any buildings or throw some red paint on something or write Ruth sent us on a pro-life pregnancy resource center, which, by the way, a lot of those centers, they don't necessarily just preach having the child. They counsel young women who are terrified, who are really, really scared because of an unwanted pregnancy. Now, what would you rather do? Go to someone's loving embrace who says, hey, man, you know, let's get you through this. Let's figure out how we can either make this pregnancy work or possibly give you an idea about, you know, the plan B, possibly. And some of these pregnancy centers do that. Or would you rather go to the bat guano crazy people who are screaming, no sex with men, screaming they want to burn down buildings, screaming they, you know, want to do all sorts of unholy things to living people and the unborn? Or would you rather go and, because listen, I've seen this countless times. I've been working my entire career on a couple of different things. One, inner city violence and trying to save another generation, particularly black on black violence in inner cities. And also I've been working for the prevention of child abuse and fostering and adoption. Fostering and adoption is a glorious thing. My parents adopted me. I am the product of a sexual assault. I've got a couple of arrows in my quiver with regard to the pro-life movement. But there's been a massive spike in abortion pills. Some women say they are stockpiling after the bombshell Roe v. Wade SCOTUS ruling. Now, it's kind of weird because Joe Biden has not gone after any contraceptive factories. Have you noticed that? Since this happened, Joe Biden has not. Now, he has gone after the Lake City Ammunition Factory in Northwest Missouri, which makes the ammunition for the AR-15. And normally that factory makes an excess of ammunition, and what they do is they sell the rest to the population. And Joe Biden wants to go after this because it would be a giant reduction in the amount of ammunition that the average person could have for this popular gun. So it's kind of interesting that after a victory in the Supreme Court, that Joe Biden went after the ammunition company so people could have their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms restricted. But after the Supreme Court has says, no, we're going to return this to the states, Joe Biden hasn't gone after any makers of contraceptives. You know, kind of weird that way. So women apparently have been stockpiling abortion pills following the Supreme Court ruling. Parents say they are buying the emergency pills in case their children need them. And nothing says love like giving your daughter a box of RU486 tablets and say, hey, you know, I know you're out there and whatever, but this is just in case. Clinics are reporting a huge increase in booking appointments after the ruling. Some clinics have reported a fourfold increase in appointments with nonprofit organizations like Just the Pill, handling 100 requests in the hours after the decision. Handling. Kate Thomas, 42, said she purchased pills for her 16-year-old daughter after learning that abortion would become illegal in the state. She told the New York Times, just the thought of something happening to my daughter, whether by force or by her choice, and there's an unwanted pregnancy, I want to be able to handle it. I need to handle that on my own, then I will. She said that she already began stocking up on the emergency contraceptive plan B in case her son, 21, and his girlfriend would ever need it, and she bought more on Friday. Lauren Fraser, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood Southeast Atlanta, said calls have increased about concerned women wanting to know about how many pills they can stockpile. Hey Jane, a startup providing telemedicine abortions across six states, and said website traffic has soared 1,000% on Friday. I believe the pill is about 99.9% effective. I'm just saying. You can take that before you do that. Oh, there is that. There is that. Here is Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Gretchen Whitmer refusing to condemn pro-abortion extremists. They burned down clinics and threatened people all weekend long.
I want to ask you about this Homeland Security warning that domestic violent extremists may intensify violence. In the bulletin that CBS obtained, it specifically mentioned an incident in Michigan related to a pro-abortion rights group. How concerned are you about violence? What are you seeing on the ground?
I am concerned about a lot of things happening in the...
Is violence one of the concerns? Because that should be your number one concern as the governor, that the violence has to stop.
United States right now. And frankly, the last couple of decisions that came out of this United States Supreme Court make America a lot more dangerous.
Okay, I'm still saying that violence will not be allowed.
More guns, fewer rights, less health care. It is scary. And as a lawyer, it crushes me to say that even
that you wasted all that money on your law degree.
I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing.
Still waiting on the violence thing
out of our United States Supreme Court. And I am very concerned about our long term prosperity, our homeland security, and our safety.
Wow, that's kind of strange.
You
that
are
she would that she would say that. Let me get off that. Here is this is the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot.
Because elections do matter. I'm going to remind you of what I said.
And that's what I said, actually, right after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Yeah.
Those few weeks ago.
Thank God we elected Donald Trump twice.
If Hillary Clinton had been the president, yes, we wouldn't be sitting here having this horrible outcome in our country.
Well, too bad, so sad for you.
That is the person America
too
elected.
Too bad, and that is also so sad for you. Sorry, my computer's freaking out a little bit here. All right, so a little bit more on this. We are going to... corporations are paying for abortions. Did you know that? We'll tell you which corporations to work for if you decide you want to get an abortion. Also, a trans athlete, 29, beats a 13-year-old girl and takes the prize money and is cool with it. All of that on the way. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. This is a Monday edition of the Rob Carson Show. I have just been text from my my producer, Ken. It says that the 1-6 committee has called for a surprise hearing tomorrow. Apparently, they hate all the distraction and the fact that nobody's paying attention to the 1-6 committee hearing. It is a big surprise hearing tomorrow. So far, they've shown us absolutely nothing. They said it was going to be a slam dunk. It was going to be, you know, all of this. It was going to prevent Donald Trump from running again, which is what it's all about. So they actually say that there is a big hearing tomorrow. Even though the left is getting kicked to the curb, all of its dream, the moist dream of the class of 1968 is getting curb stomped. So we'll see what this happens tomorrow. It'll probably be a big meh. Joining me on the Newsmax hotline, Carolyn Leavitt. She is a congressional candidate for the 1st District of New Hampshire, also former deputy press secretary with Donald Trump, worked with Representative Elise Stefanik as well. Carolyn Leavitt joins us on the phone right now. Hello there, Carolyn. How are you today?
Hey, Rob, I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. I have a good buddy who does a talk show. His name's Chris Plant, and he took last week off for vacation. What a week to miss, particularly in talk radio with all of the decisions that came down. I'd love to know your thought, first and foremost, on Roe v. Wade and kicking it back to the states. What are your thoughts?
Well, I am pleased to see the Supreme Court make this righteous decision and return this issue to the states. God bless President Trump for appointing 3 strong justices who came down again on the right side of this case. And I will tell you, as a young woman, the issue of life is incredibly important to me. I think God blessed us as women with the most amazing thing we can do, right? Which is to reproduce and bring more life into this world. Your mother chose to do it. My mother chose to do it. And every single person that is out there slamming these justices have the privilege of being alive, right? So yes, we have to bring the conversation back to life and the sanctity of it. I do think, though, the left is winning the messaging war. Again, as a young person, I'm Generation Z. It's part of the reason I'm running for Congress.
Yes.
I am seeing many egregious statements out there from young people across this country. They're buying the left's talking points on this issue. We got to push back hard and bring the conversation back to life, period. And really win this messaging war. The Democrats are going to try everything they can to use this in the upcoming midterm elections, but we won't let them, and we're still going to win.
Well, this is a contradiction that I pointed out last week. The left is enraged that they have to go to another state. They have to visit another state to get an abortion, but they're perfectly fine with someone having to move from another state to a state that will allow them to conceal carry. They were perfectly fine with that. And by the way, the Second Amendment is guaranteed by the Constitution. The right to an abortion is not a right guaranteed by the Constitution. But you know what? It's all about double standards, and the left's standards are only double standards. But I want to ask you this. You are a young woman, and this is, you know my story. I told you I'm the product of a sexual assault. I was adopted. But think about this. The left, and help me explain this, because the left has made Roe v. Wade the most important thing in women's lives, meaning that you cannot be a woman. The most important thing you can do as a woman is be able to have the choice to abort your baby. I say the opposite is true, that you have the ability to carry a child to term, give birth, raise that child as you see fit. That's where the power is, right?
Exactly. It's actually a misogynistic argument for the left to say that women can't succeed or cannot go on to do great things if they're forced into saving their baby and protecting and choosing life. In fact, the opposite is true. We've seen congresswomen on both sides of the aisle that are mothers, right? We've seen successful businesswomen throughout history of our country being moms as well. That's where the power lies, is the ability to raise a family, raise good children, which is the ultimate purpose of life, right? But also be have a successful career, be a good mom, a good wife, etc. So we should really be encouraging that. Again, we have to bring this back to life and what it means and the sanctity of it, and really make the conversation about how special it is, rather than making it, or allowing the left to win, rather making it this very negative issue. But again, like I said, unfortunately, they are. I have a lot of even friends, colleagues, former teammates of mine that have been posting a lot of misinformation, but also a lot of negativity, too. You mentioned the left's double standard. Of apparently they're all for bodily autonomy all of a sudden, but they weren't several months ago when Biden tried to implement his unconstitutional vaccination mandate. So the double standards must be exposed. The hypocrisy needs to be exposed. And again, we have to bring the conversation back to life and what that means and why we're all so blessed to even be speaking about this issue. Because again, our mothers, regardless of the circumstance, chose to bring us to term to give birth to us. And that is always a blessing, no matter what.
Now, my daughter is 17 years old. She's a Gen Zer. My son is 22 years old. He is a Gen Zer. My daughter has a nice boyfriend. They don't curse. They don't smoke. They don't drink. I don't believe that's happening. But I want to tell you, I saw a couple of things this morning that I thought were insulting to women. One of them is women, leftist women demanding women go on a sex strike today. Like, that's the only power that they have. And also, I might add, if I'm not mistaken, sex sometimes involves a man, and it's enjoyable, if you really care about that person. The other thing that I saw was somebody lamenting the loss of hookup culture with drunk guys. I mean, literally, I saw that this morning, lamenting that, I just wanted to know that hookup culture is going away. So the next time you get drunk, you just tell the guy, whatever, that, you know, I might have to have an abortion. Don't you think that is ungodly arguments, but second of all, very specious, and really, I think demeans women, that the only power you have is to put out, and if you just say no sex, then the guy will say, okay, I'll vote for abortion unlimited. What do you think?
Well, these are the same people who just a few months ago couldn't define what a woman is. And they had nominated people to very high positions that could not actually give the legal definition of it. So we have this war on femininity in this country, and also masculinity as well, right?
Yes, yes.
The gender roles and the definitions of gender are being blurred constantly by the left, but then they want to use them to their advantage when it suits their narrative and their political agenda. How about these corporations, right? These big companies that are now offering their employees money to travel across state lines to receive an abortion. But these are the same companies that won't help women when they do have children, right? Why don't we offer them more money? Why don't these companies offer more money for their employees who have multiple children and or extended maternity leaves? Why, again, are we allowing the left to win this war? It's a cultural war, right? It is a lack of God. It's a lack of family values. And those are the values that make our country great. Faith. Now, and family and freedom.
For those who just tuned in, Carolyn Leavitt is running for Congress in New Hampshire, the first district. She is a millennial. She is a conservative Republican. And I believe, we're probably on the same page with most of our beliefs. I think it's unbelievable that the left is... Well, here's what I think. Okay, with regard to the election in the fall, I want to ask you this. They are going to do everything they can to cling to the this ruling by the Supreme Court and hope that it will catapult the Democrats to a victory in November. I say none of this will happen. 97% of Americans feel the economy is in bad shape or terrible shape, and I don't believe 97% of Americans agree on one side of the abortion debate. How do you suppose this will impact the election in November?
I think it is going to be a red tsunami this fall in November, regardless of what the Democrats try to throw at us. They can try to use abortion. They can try to use their sham partisan hack-filled January 6th committee hearings that no American on either side of the aisle cares about. We care about the issues that matter: the economy, inflation, skyrocketing gas prices, an open border that is sending an unprecedented amount of fentanyl to states like my own here in New Hampshire. It's killing our youth every single day, and nobody in Congress seems to care about that. But I do, and that's why I'm running as a young person. We have to push back on these important issues, re-implement the policies of the Trump administration that were effective, putting America and the American people and our American jobs and economy first again. Domestic energy independence, that's what voters care about, because that's what's hurting them every single day. That's why we're going to win. But we must win with an America first majority, right? One that is going to push back and go on offense against the left. Because as we spoke about in regarding Roe v. Wade and all of these issues, they are winning the messaging war amongst young Americans. That's why I'm running. We have to win over these hearts and minds. And again, that's why I'm running for Congress. And in my home district up here in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, by the way.
Yes. And you know, it's interesting because New Hampshire, you know, a lot of times you think, oh, yeah, they're left and all that. There are a lot of countries out on the East Coast that are traditionally vote Democrat, but they are outside of the large population centers. They are conservative as can be. Is that the case in New Hampshire? It sounds like it.
Oh, it absolutely is. Like I said, we're the Live Free or Die state. Yeah. We have Republican control of both chambers of our state legislature here. And we love freedom. We love our guns. We love our liberty. We love our low taxes, low regulation. That's why our friends from Massachusetts come to shop in our state. And when they move here, we just hope that they vote the right way.
Exactly, 100%. Also, another, Carolyn Leavitt is running for first district in New Hampshire for Congress there. I hope she wins, by the way. The court has ruled in favor of Joe Kennedy. He's a high school coach who had the audacity to pray by himself in the middle of the field after the game, and then some students, players decided to join him, and this became a Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court has said, now this is about the First Amendment. You can pray. It's okay. What are your thoughts on that? I'd like to know what you think.
I think it's sad that such a case even had to make its way to the Supreme Court. I think it's sad that in America today, we have to depend on the Supreme Court to tell us that prayer is part of our First Amendment rights. We know that it is and has been for centuries now, and that's what makes America, again, the greatest country in the history of the world. So God bless that football coach. Shame on the high school who fired him in the first place. And I hope this sets a very strong precedent to all of the people out there that are really trying to strip faith in God out of our society. Again, we need to bring those values back that make our country great. And I'm glad to see, once again, President Trump's justices, God bless him for appointing them, made the right decision in this case. They've had three big wins between Roe v. Wade, this case, and then, of course, knocking down New York's unconstitutional
ruling
of freedom. Correct. Gotcha.
Yeah, you cracked up for a second there. I want to mention, you are 25 years old. And I speak for a living. Okay, I talk for a living. I've been doing this longer than you met alive. You are so in control of the issues. I want to congratulate you on that. You clearly do, and I'm not meaning to be in any way, shape, or form demeaning. You know your stuff. And that's why I think probably why the left in your state really hates you a lot, because you really do know. You know the issues. Where did you get this? What? Tell me about you growing up. What brought you to this incredible point of clarity when most people are, doing stupid crap as 25-year-olds?
Well, thanks, Rob. Don't age me. I'm not 25 yet. I'm still 24. I'll
be dear
25
Lord.
Just before the primary, as the Constitution requires. So I will meet the age requirement.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is even better.
Just before the yes, but my upbringing here in New Hampshire, I grew up in a business family. Neither of my parents went to.
Okay, we're having issues.
Growing our family businesses. Yeah. And I went to school, stood my ground, was never indoctrinated, and then had the blessing of serving President Trump in the White House right out of college.
Unbelievable.
On Kayleigh McEnany's team, and now here we are running for Congress.
That is just nuts. I think this is amazing, and I do believe that we are curb stomping the left. We have the last couple of months, and even non-political stuff like CNN Plus folding after 23 days on the air, or three radical leftists voted off a school board in San Francisco, and then the election of the conservative governor in the state of Virginia. A lot of great things are happening. Carolyn, and I'm very impressed by you, and I wish you the very best in your race. What day is your birthday, by the way?
It's August 24th, and my primary is September 13th. All so right. If any of your audience wants to support me, I love the support. They can go to my website. It's carolineforcongress.com, and it's Caroline with a K, so nobody can forget it. And I'm on Newsmax all the time, too.
Love it.
If they haven't heard of me yet, they will, because we're going to win this thing. We're going to flip this seat red. I'm ultimately going up against a Democrat incumbent. We're going to take back the House, hold Biden accountable, and then hopefully get my former boss, President Trump, back in the White House in 2024. We'll make our country great again.
Very, very well said. It's been a joy having you on, and we'd love to have you on again as the election and the primary comes to us. Have a glorious day and a glorious week. We'll have you again soon, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Very good. Carolyn Leavitt. It's KAROLINE for Congress.org. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Biden has always been a punchline. Now he's just a joke. It's the Rob Carson Show.
You know, if you look at the win-loss column right now, I do believe that Joe Biden is about 75-0. I mean, 0-75. Yeah, 0-75 as far as getting curb stomped. You've got his approval rating in the toilet. You got 97% of Americans feeling like the economy is a crisis, in a crisis mode. You've got last week's Second Amendment victory for conservatives, last week's Roe v. Wade conservative victory. You've also got today's victory for prayer on football fields, the separation of church and state, which all add up to this. It sucks to be Joe Biden. And it's perfect because he's been sucking for about 50 years in Washington, D.C.
It sucks to be you.
This is Jim Gossett.
It sucks to be you.
Boom, boom.
Your polls are way down. You look like a clown. Joe Biden, you're through.
Biden's poll is down.
But suck is a tool.
Yeah, she's not there anymore.
Kamala's a fool. You couldn't try harder to be Jimmy Carter. You make him seem cool.
Yeah.
Of presses I've seen.
You're pegging out the suckometer.
You're the most obscene. Nixon was a schmuck. Clinton liked a lie.
Be careful.
LBJ was mean.
Come on.
You've been in D.C. 50 years long. On everything, you have been wrong. It sucks to be you. Red states won't turn blue in 22.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal. You know the, thing.
Nobody else could be this bad as president. You are quite sad, Biden. It sucks to be you. You have no clue. It sucks to be you.
Yes. His approval rating is just below eczema. It's right there. Let's go to Gary in Denton. Hello there, Gary. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's going on?
Hello. Thank you for getting the truth out there. It's getting harder and harder to find.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that some of these women, quite a few as a matter of fact, are well beyond childbearing age. So they're not going to have any need for an abortion for at least two reasons that I can think of. So I guess they're demonstrating for their daughters and granddaughters, which to me is kind of sick. And number two, these are probably the same women who were spitting on returning Vietnam soldiers and calling them baby killers.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the left in this country and the class of 1968. I believe those are the people you're referring to, Gary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the class of 1968, now postmenopausal, but willing to step up so their children and grandchildren can have abortions. That's a great point. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, it says a lot about the integrity of all of them.
All right, bro. Thanks for the phone call. Michelle in Westminster. Hello there, Michelle. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, Rob. How you doing today, hon?
I'm glorious. What's up?
Okay. For all the caterwauling that's going on with all these women of, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to get an abortion in these states that have banned it, for the entrepreneurs in the audience, might I suggest that you take these abortion clinics that are going to be shut down in the states that have been banning abortion, and let's turn them into, we can keep them women's health clinics, but it's going to be for the prequel to abortion.
Yeah.
You can have your tubes tied. Or you can have a partial or a full hysterectomy.
Okay.
Then you can have all the unadulterated sex that you want. You never have to worry about having an abortion again. The decision's already made for you. You don't have to worry about it.
Michelle, I got to go. That is a brilliant point. Take all the Planned Parenthoods and actually do women's health at them instead of just killing babies. How about that? There's an idea. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. Michelle had a great idea that we take all of the Planned Parenthoods and all the abortion clinics around the country, all the late-term abortion clinics around the country are going to have to go out of business. Keep them in business, but actually do women's health care. Do things that women need, like their annual exam, all sorts of the, you know, I don't have girl parts, so I don't go through that. But you know what I mean? How about that? How about breast exams? How about things like that to prevent stuff like cancer instead of, killing a baby?
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show. Can you believe it's hour number three already? Holy heck! This is the quote from Neil Gorsuch, who wrote the opinion with regard to the Supreme Court handing a giant win to a former Washington high school football coach who had the audacity to pray by himself midfield after the game, after everybody left, and then the students started to join in, the players, and of course that became too much. But anyway, it's been upheld. His praying on the field has been upheld, by the way, which is another curb stomping of the left. Yay! Quote, respect for religious expressions is indispensable to life in a free and diverse republic. 100% true. Try to do this in North Korea or China or the former Soviet Union. See where it got you. Oh, I see. The left looks at those three countries as the template. Okay, never mind. Whether those expressions take place in a sanctuary or on a field, and whether they manifest through the spoken word or a bowed head. That is just amazing. It's not mostly peaceful protesting. Like the left does. They mostly peacefully protest and cause $2 billion worth of damage and wreck stuff and burn stuff. And now over 40 abortion birthing crisis centers in the country have been burned, vandalized, spray painted, all of that. The FBI should be out in force arresting people for domestic terrorism, but they're not, unless they're CRT opposing parents at school board meetings. You know, there's that. But the solace is that every day that passes, you're witnessing a victory for conservatism, for life, for self-expression, for the ability to keep and bear arms. This has been the biggest week of my life with regard to Supreme Court rulings and onerous bad decisions by the left being shredded. It is glorious. It's a glorious time to be a conservative. It's a glorious time to be an unborn baby. You know, it really is. It's a glorious time if you just want to pray after a football game. How about just praying before a football game? How about that? What was so awful about that? I don't believe that Chick-fil-A is going to pay for employees to go to pro praying at football games states. I don't think so. But Dick's Sporting Goods is going to give you $4,000 if you work there to go to a state and get an abortion if you can't get it in your state. That's Dick's Sporting Goods. What the hell does Dick's Sporting Goods have to do with freaking abortion? I guess the same thing that Disney has to do with abortion and transgenderism and teaching sex and sexuality to children aged 4 to 9. Just, I mean, remarkable. Remarkable. I got a lot of, oh, this is Anna Navarro. This is kind of funny. Anna Navarro has a, I guess, a cousin, has a brother with Down syndrome, has a somebody in her family who is profoundly disabled, and she actually went on television to talk about how she didn't want abortion to go away, and basically used her family members as reasons why abortion should be legal everywhere.
Yes, just yesterday. You can't be but struck by the contrast that just yesterday the Supreme Court ruled down the gun, the concealed weapon issue in New York.
Yeah, because it's a constitutional right. It's in the Constitution because it's a right. It's a Second Amendment there.
And said it was not a state's right. So apparently states are allowed to regulate my uterus, but not guns.
Well, when it comes to abortion, it's not a constitutional right, and it's never mentioned at all in the Constitution anywhere or the Bill of Rights anywhere.
That kill people. So I have a very hard time with the inconsistency and cherry picking.
It's really not. I just actually shown you how consistent it was.
Picking of what makes states' rights.
Look, no one has spoken up for the last 50 years for the unborn child, the sanctity of life.
Yay, baby!
Now people have had the opportunity to speak up for the unborn child, and that's important.
Look, this is Alice Stewart. She's a Republican strategist.
I know Anna is a woman of faith. She has a huge heart. She is very passionate. But also I know that the Catholic faith believes in life and supports the sanctity of life. And yeah. I thought
Nancy Pelosi said you could be a perfectly good Supreme, or I should say, Catholic and still support abortion, even to birth.
I don't understand how you can say on one hand you support life, yet you're fine with a woman's decision to choose.
Okay, here's where she talks about her relatives.
Abortion. And look, there are provisions in place to protect the mother before, during, and after the child.
And I am not anybody to tell you what you need to do with your life or with your uterus. And because I have
But I don't want you to have a gun.
Family with a lot of special needs kids. I have a brother who's 57 and has the mental and motor skills of a one-year-old. And I know what that
means. Well, let's not talk about your intelligence.
Means financially, emotionally, physically.
So she just said her brother's better off dead.
For a family. And I know not all families can do it. And I have a step-granddaughter who was born with Down syndrome.
Yeah, and Down syndrome kids are awesome.
And you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services.
Services? What kind of services are you talking about? Getting your oil changed? Hold on a second. What kind of service are you wanting here with your granddaughter with Down syndrome?
Emotionally, physically, for a family. And I know not all families can do it. And I have a step-granddaughter who was born with Down syndrome. And you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services.
To get the services, you know. You got the transmission fluid needs to be changed, I guess.
It is not as easy as it sounds.
Want to tell your granddaughter that?
Sounds on paper.
Meanwhile, your granddaughter's over here going, yeah, I can hear this, what you just said about me and maybe thinking that I'm too much of a burden on my family to have ever been born. Thought you might want to know.
And I've got another step-grandson who is very autistic, who has autism.
Oh, autistic kids are awesome, too. I know. It's difficult. Trust me, I got lots of friends and relatives with autistic kids.
And it is incredible. And their mothers and people who are in that society, who are in that community.
So the autistics should die, too. Okay.
We'll tell you.
Down syndrome, every kind of handicap.
That they've considered suicide.
I believe that Margaret Sanger on the same page.
Because that's how difficult it is to get help. Because that's how lonely they feel.
It's services. It is services. Don't you know you're just getting services? You're just getting serviced here. Joe Biden. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Grove, California, the home of lovely KSCO Radio, one of our affiliates. Hello there, Randall. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
Good. Hello. Let's give a shout out to Susan Doyle, the one who won on American Idol.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who
Why?
She is, right?
Who she is. What? Why?
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, I'm sure that if I had a mother like that lady that just talked, the one you had the tape on, I'd be autistic, too, if I had a mother like that. But I want to tell you that these women that want to have a sex boycott, I have a few points real quick.
Real quick.
One of them is the women who want to have a sex boycott, they're a little too late because men have been going on their own for quite a lot of years now. Because of the way, the attitude out there.
Okay.
There's a movement called Men Going Their Own Way.
Really?
And, men are not going to be dependent on, this hook that these certain type of women that think they could boycott the drug, the love drug. That's not going to work because men are not horn dogs like they're depicted. You know, this is coming from the way they depict men.
So you're saying that a woman's sex strike isn't going to do anything because a lot of women have said, or a lot of men have said, that's all right, I'll just do something else.
We've been boycotting them. That's why I'm still sitting here and I'm not dying of AIDS.
Well, holy hell, I thought that the wedding ring was what caused the sex strike in my marriage. I guess I was wrong.
I was going to say that if you get married and
sure
you work it out in
though.
The marriage of, you know, how people are going to do their own method of family planning and their children. But what I want to say is, you know, they make condoms for women, too, right? Why don't they start strapping their own condoms on? They do make female condoms, and they don't want to use them.
Okay.
And then the third point is
the exact opposite of a condom. It's an innie, not an outie. But go ahead.
But the thing is, they don't want to wear them for the same reason men don't want to wear them. So they're just really, I want my own way. I want my power. They have been high on the power.
Okay.
And they're coming down off this euphoria they've had of putting men underfoot.
Okay. And what's your other points? Go ahead.
I forgot it. I'm sorry. Well,
that's all right. No problem. It's because you haven't had sex in so long. Your brain's not working. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying that there's other things out there besides just going out with hookers and hitting the sack with, you know, men don't just want a woman when they're mature. They don't just want a woman, any woman. They actually meet somebody who's Miss Right. They get the vibe, and they get attracted to that certain.
Randall, what you're saying here is that men, despite what some women think, are not just out for a piece of ass. That's what you're saying. Men might actually care. Men might actually. There you go.
Guys that like Cardi B are going to be disappointed because isn't she gay anyway?
Okay, I don't even know where. But you are saying that the sex strike, it doesn't just go one way.
Men are healthier when they take care of their own stuff.
All right, my brother. Thanks for the phone call. Do appreciate it. That's fine. I just think it debases women when women feel like that the only power they have is to not put out or have an abortion after it happens. You know, and honestly, I guess maybe it's because it's easier for me because I've been married for 24 years. Like, oh, sex strike. Oh, well, no problem. How about that? How about you take a strike from giving me a list of things to do every weekend? Why don't we do that? How about there's a honeydew list strike? How about we do that? Okay, never mind. Let's go to Steve in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello there, Steve. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, God bless you. You and your family. You know what? You know, 85% of illness comes from stress. So thanks for your comedy and your ammo that I use every day, you know, talking about life. But, we moved out of Los Angeles. We're truck drivers, and we moved to Jacksonville. And it's so much peaceful out there now.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, you know, we're spending $10,000 a month. It's getting crazy out here.
Now, Steve, this is off topic. You're talking about the other things that this is distracted from, one of them being high gas prices. But you're a truck. Yeah. You say $10,000 a month to fill your trucks for your
– Right.
What did it used to cost?
Well, half the price. You know, we were up around $5, but they say the truck prices are keep going up, but it's not trickling down to us. We don't see it with our prices going up. We just see the price. They give us a fuel surcharge that helps out a little bit, but after we pay for the brokers and fuel and everything else, we walk away and we're still spending, you know, $5,000 extra a month.
So now, what is this going to do? Do you suppose this is going to put you out of business eventually?
No, not really, because we do special loads. We're doing big oversized loads. So these guys that drive like regular van loads, I don't know how they stay in business.
I got you, because it'd probably be a lot easier to make an adjustment when you're hauling like a piece of construction equipment or a double wide home rather than carrying, you know, I don't know, a box of birth control.
There you go. Exactly.
All right, Steve, I got to run. Thanks for the phone call. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Here's to a record-setting president. Joe Biden setting record low approval ratings.
What the Democrats have put our nation through. It is a sad day.
It's The Rob Carson Show.
And I have a step-granddaughter who was born with Down syndrome. And you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services.
Okay, so that's Anna Navarro talking about her step-granddaughter with Down syndrome. And in Florida, how difficult it is to get an abortion. So there's your step-granddaughter. And Anna Navarro, I don't know whether she's going to get a birthday card this year because Anna Navarro essentially wanted her dead. Let's go to Gary in Kingsville, Maryland. Hello there, Gary. Well, your thoughts on Anna Navarro. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. So I've heard that Anna Navarro quote any number of times now, and the thing kind of is lost on me is it sounds like her family has had several generations, perhaps, of afflictions on members of her family. And during all that time, supposedly, abortion was a legal alternative. So I guess my question is, if she wants abortion and abortion was available and these people were afflicted, why are they still around?
That is a great point, Gary, because the only reason that physicians ask you when, in my case, my wife was pregnant, about getting a Down syndrome test was for the option of aborting the baby. So Anna Navarro's step-grandchild and the step-son or, I guess, daughter, whatever, they opted to have the baby, right?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. So what's your point?
That's my point. What's her point then? She wants everybody to have this option. Her family has had that option on a number of occasions, never exercised it. And yet she's complaining about the fact that they didn't.
Well, all I know is that if I were a step-granddaughter's parents, she wouldn't be invited for the birthday party this year.
You got that
because
right.
Grammy didn't want you to live.
And these people make no sense, Rob.
I know, bro.
They look at a document. They want to claim to have faith in a document that they say is a living document. And as a living document, it extends rights of all kinds of shapes and forms that are not enumerated. Yes. And yet they look at a child. You know, this document that they trust has no beating heart. But this child has a beating heart, and they don't want to extend any rights to it. These people are absolutely insane and evil.
Yes, and they are. They also, at the same time that they're saying that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, they also say that the Constitution, the Second Amendment, needs to be banned, needs to be eliminated. So, you know, they change their minds with the direction of the wind. As my friend Chris Plants liked to say, if liberals didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. And this is a fine example of that. Great point, by the way, Gary. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, brother.
All right, let's hear from, this is Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd this weekend. Chuck Todd, oh, by the way. And Chuck Todd is going to streaming only, apparently. Streaming only. I got the, hold on. Where is it? Chuck Todd. The bad news for Chuck Todd, he's going to go to streaming only. He's excited about the possibility, but the reason why he's going to streaming only is because he has no numbers. He has no ratings. Here we go. Chuck Todd's Meet the Press Daily on MSNBC will be moved to stream only and will be renamed Meet the Press Now. It's Meet the Press Now. MSNBC and NBC execs decided on that move. So Todd concluded on his last show, I want to take a moment to remind people of our mission here to share with you what you need to know about what's happening in D.C. and in American politics from the left side only, and most importantly, explaining why it happened and why it matters to you. I've always been a big believer in finding new ways to reach new audiences, so they're putting Meet the Press Now on NBC News Now 5 days a week, and he's saying, yeah, this makes sense, even though it's a demotion, like CNN Plus. It's CNN, what is it, CNN? NBC Now, CNN Plus, failures. And he got put there because, you know, nobody's watching his show. But here is Chuck Todd in one of his last live shows talking about the Supreme Court justices being way out of bounds on Roe v. Wade.
Remember, you could argue that two of the three appointees that Donald Trump had were sort of done out of bounds, right? The first one was a vacancy that occurred basically with nearly a year left on Barack Obama's term.
Yeah, but it was still a vacancy.
And then, you know, whatever precedent Mitch McConnell came up with to somehow say that couldn't be filled until after the presidential election. He didn't believe it when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died essentially a month before the 2020 election. So you had this. So the, you know.
Yeah, we still got almost 3 years in Joe Biden's presidency.
I think there's a lot of folks who feel as if Gorsuch and Barrett, two of the five on this opinion, were sort of there unfairly. Or sort of out of bounds.
Too bad. So sad for you. Here's AOC saying that some of the justices should be impeached. Everybody needs to be impeached, but they're never Democrats.
That they can now lie to duly elected members of the United States Senate in order to secure Supreme Court confirmations. And
now, so what she wanted to hear was, are you going to overturn Roe v. Wade if you become a Supreme Court justice? And I do believe that to actually say that as somebody who's trying to be a Supreme Court justice would be absolutely a political move. If you just said that you will overturn Roe v. Wade in a hearing, that shows that you are a purely political partisan going onto the Supreme Court, and that would disqualify you. Do you understand? Because that's what she wanted to hear from them. She would never hear that from them. They would never say also that I will not overturn Roe v. Wade, because you'd have to have it in context with regard to a a case, and then also you'd have to look at the original ruling, which was done. And the justices decided Roe v. Wade's got to go. Too bad, so sad. You lose, you suck. Coming up, overreaction from the left on stage. You don't want to listen to this caterwauling. It's awesome. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. What all these women's health facilities are concerned about. Oh, you're only getting rid of one procedure in some states. I mean, because you do provide women's health care, right? I mean, that's what you're there for. You never say the word abortion, so I'm assuming that abortion's really not that important, right? I was looking at the first Planned Parenthood I ever used to drive by in Columbia, Missouri, my first gig out of college. Here's what they provide. Abortion services, abortion referral, birth control, emergency contraception or the morning after pill, HIV services, transgender hormone therapy, men's health services. I didn't know that. I could just go in there. There you go. So you got your health services addressing cancer, STDs, fertility, sexual function. I'm doubting any man ever go there for that. I could be wrong. Patient education. They could learn about math. Maybe they could learn some geometry. I don't know. Pregnancy and testing services. Well, congratulations, you're pregnant, and we can kill it in one visit right now. STD testing, treatment, and vaccines. And women's services. Women's services. Yeah, there you go. So I don't understand what the problem is. Abortion is a very tiny fraction of all these services at these Planned Parenthoods around the country. I don't know what the deal is. If you don't say that you're an abortion clinic, you just say you're there for women's health services, then I would assume abortion's not that important to you. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. And here comes the caterwauling from the left. Everybody's threatening to leave the country. Dear God, I hope they do. Barbara Streisand screaming about abortion, and Cher to postmenopausal women, you know, talking about abortion and all this stuff. And here is the lead singer, Billy Joe, what's his name, from Green Day. Green Day on stage at a very left-leaning British musical festival over the weekend.
America, I'm renouncing my citizenship.
Okay, so he's renouncing his citizenship to America. Now, on that announcement, by the way, did you notice that the value of your home went up slightly? He's calling America a miserable bleeping excuse for a country. Why do you still call home here, Junior? Here's Olivia Rodrigo at the same concert, which, of course, there's never any pro-life speakers at these concerts. It's always pro-death speakers. Here's Olivia Rodrigo.
I'm devastated and terrified. And so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this.
No, not really.
And I wanted to dedicate this next song to the five members of the Supreme Court who have showed us that at the end of the day, they truly don't give a about freedom.
There you go. Dedicated her song. I don't know what the song was. It's probably about something in the club and twerking or something. Yeah, whatever. Boy, don't I sound like a middle-aged man now. I don't know any Olivia Rodrigo songs. I do know a lot of Green Day songs, actually. They write their best material when they're pissed off. They really do. American Idiot was a slam on the American people after 9/11 and the war in Iraq, and it was pretty good album, actually. The album was good, but they were angry. Let's go to Estelle in lovely Santa Clara. Hello, Estelle, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Mr. Carson. I want to say something to these women that have done this terrible sin against God. A life, as soon as it's conceived, it's a life. It's a gift from God. And they should read, if they are listening to me, Psalm 51, they will be sorrowful. It says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, O Lord. This is a terrible crime, and it is a sin, and it is a crime. That's what I need to say. God is in charge of our bodies, no matter how we come out, and how we look, disabled or not disabled, it is a gift from God. And they don't know what they are missing. Okay, when once the pain is gone, you see the joy when you hold your baby. That's what it is. We don't have that in my country, and thank you, Jesus. My mom had 11 children, and we were poor, and she never thought of doing something against the Lord.
All right, Estelle, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you very much. Have a glorious day. It's interesting, you know, and the left, they always want to brag about, you know, having children online. They want to post their babies. They're, you know, they're breastfeeding their babies and all this. And yet pop stars like Pink, and I like Pink. I like Pink's music. I think she's pretty amazing. Pink went on an all-caps Twitter tirade. Now, she just celebrates, seriously, she celebrates the birth of her children left and right online, the greatest thing in the world. But she puts this, quote, "Let me be clear. If you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, all nonsense, and or that racism is okay, again, all nonsense, and this is all caps, then please, in the name of your Lord, never effing listen to my music again, and also F right off. We good?" Pink tweeted on Saturday. The singer's conflation of racism and pro-life Americans rings hollow, given that the abortion industry disproportionately targets Black Americans and has suppressed the growth of the Black population, as I've said on the show. As I have said on the show, and she put online, we're fine, and BLOW me is what she said. Yeah, yeah. And then comedian and Bros star Billy Eichner also had an all caps tweet rave attacking Christians in response to the ruling, and he said, quote, "Get your fictional hateful Bible stories and your fake fictional religious BS out of our effing lives, F you." So, Estelle, I appreciate your quoting biblical verse, but I have a feeling it's going to fall on the deaf ears of these people. Here is Samantha B., Sam B. She's a leftist. She's got a comedy show, I guess, and it's called Full Frontal. It's with Sam B., and here she is talking about the end of Roe v. Wade. She's supposed to be a comedian.
I can't describe how painful it is to be here now in a place where the Supreme Court has the power to erase 50 years of constitutional law.
It's not a right. It was a law, but it wasn't a right.
Make no mistake.
And by the way, if you can uphold the law, then you can rescind it. Okay, if you believe in this law so much that you can uphold it in cases that support abortion, then you can rescind it.
This is not where it ends. Conservatives will not rest until they have come for all of our rights. Everything we have fought for could be...
Oh, you know our secret plan to take over everything. No, actually, that's what the left is doing. The left is trying to take over everything. Free speech, speech on campus, guns.
Unless we take it back. It's not just about voting in November. It's about doing everything in our power to protect and help vulnerable people access abortion across state lines.
You can just go to another state.
And we have to raise hell in our cities.
Oh, you already are, and you did it in the summer of 2020 as well.
In Washington, in every restaurant, just as illegal.
In every state, the Democrats have made into absolute hells on earth.
Joe eats at for the rest of his life. Because if Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you made your own life hell. I'm thinking if this decision has made your life hell, you already live in a hell.
The rest of his life. Because if Republicans have made our lives hell, it's time to return the favor.
Okay, wow. Not thinking she's a happy person. Here's Kendrick Lamar. He's a Christian. In name only, he's a Kino. Kendrick Lamar closed the Glastonbury Festival with an emotional rap against Roe v. Wade. I do believe that the mother of Christ had Christ and didn't abort Christ. I could be wrong, but here's Kendrick Lamar with his brilliant song featuring words generally one syllable, maybe two. That's reaching it, but he's a genius.
Godspeed for Jesus Christ. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed.
He's wearing a crown of thorns made for him by Tiffany featuring 8,000 diamonds. Okay, he's wearing the thorn, the crown of Christ. Yeah.
Beat, God's beat. They They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights.
Yeah, I think all of those are one syllable words. Although Godspeed, I think, is one.
They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ.
Do you really think that this is like the group that also cheered on Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day and said, yay, abortion and all in F America? Do you suppose really you've got a lot of evangelicals in your audience there, Junior?
Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed.
Yeah, okay, your lyrics are even more annoying when you yell them.
Women's rights. They judge.
Jesus was a baby, and he survived the womb. Oh, that was a mic drop. He did a mic drop. That's what he did. And here's a crazy, this is a crazy woman. The Libs of TikTok actually just put this video online. The Twitter tried to shut Libs of TikTok down for putting up videos like this featuring insane leftists without commentary. Yeah, just so this woman, she says that she is putting There is a product associated with menstruation, and she has taken that discharge and put it in an envelope, and he's going to send it to Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. I wish I were kidding. Now, again, I'm going to ask you, who are you going to follow? Who are you going to follow into battle? Are you going to follow these bat guano crazy people, or are you going to follow the people who own pregnancy counseling services and not burn them down? Here is this unbelievably sick woman talking about her decision to send this to Justice Kavanaugh, which, by the way, is criminal.
I just feel like the way that we've protested in the past has not worked very well. Now, I'm not advocating...
That's because protests don't change laws. Jurisprudence changes laws.
Eating for burning down buildings? I'm not advocating for it.
Okay, so she's not advocating for burning down buildings. So she's advocated people do violent things.
But trauma and destruction's kind of the thing that I love. So
that really doesn't come as a big surprise to me at all.
If you guys want to join me in mailing blood from your uterus to the Supreme Court, I already took the bullet and did it first. So, you know, let's do it. Come on. You guys don't want to keep that in your house. Just mail it. It's going in the trash anyway.
Well, I sure am glad this argument isn't about insemination. There's a good chance this woman has committed several criminal offenses regarding the mail and targeting a Supreme Court justice with bodily fluids, but with the Biden Justice Department in charge, odds are slim she'll be investigated, let alone charged. And also, I might mention the 4,000 people who showed up in, where was it? Hold on, I got it right here. I got so many dang stories, I can't even keep up with it. There was a massive, I believe it was in Washington State. I don't have it in front of me. Thousands of people showed up to the state house. Well, they actually invaded the state house in Wisconsin, which is an insurrection. And then there was another. I don't have it in front of me. Here it is. Hold on. I'll get the information in front of me. Oh, by the way, a faith-based center for pregnant women in California was vandalized and burned on Saturday. Authorities looking for those responsible. They had messages like, if abortions aren't safe, neither are you, among other things. These are blatant threats. And also, this place is called the Life Choices website. They offer free and confidential services that include pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, abortion pill information, and reversal, and post-abortion support and care to clients. So clearly they have to be burned down, right? Approximately 23 pro-life organizations were reportedly vandalized in the last week or so. I heard as many as 41. Let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Dissent is not disinformation. It's the Rob Carson Show.
We've got some very big news, don't we?
We have very big news.
Maybe the biggest, right from the United States Supreme Court.
This is Donald Trump in Illinois this weekend on Newsmax.
Yesterday, the court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life. This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people. And these prayers have gone on for decades. For decades and decades, they've been praying, and now those prayers have been answered to the generations of Americans in the pro-life movement, as well as countless constitutional conservatives. Your boundless love, sacrifice, and devotion has...
Now listen to the other side of the equation. You've got them screaming, F you, F this, F that, screaming on stage, sending their, menstrual products to Supreme Court justices, protesting in front of Supreme Court justices' homes, attempted assassination of Supreme Court justice, among other things. Whose side do you want to be on, kids? Whose side do you want to be on? 8,000 pro-abortion protesters demonstrated outside the Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona, with signs that said, keep your Bible off my body. Now it's against organized religion. That's fantastic. Why are old men making laws on my body? There's a woman on the Supreme Court there, by the way, a couple of them, actually. Forced birth is fascism. Okay? And you're killing us, and my body, my rage. My body, my rage. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so Carrie Lake actually shared video outside of the Capitol, said the left is showing everyone what real insurrection looks like right now in downtown Phoenix. This is domestic terrorism. The Arizona National Guard should have been deployed hours ago. Doug Ducey, arrest these animals immediately. They are out for blood. Now, will the FBI go after all of these insurrectionists who are pounding on the doors and causing all sorts of havoc outside of the building, outside of the 8,000 or the Capitol in downtown Phoenix? Did the Phoenix Capitol Police let the protesters in and then entrap them, even though they didn't do anything violent? Do you suppose? Although they would have done something violent, yeah. Let's go to Alice in Catonsville, Maryland. Hello there, Allison. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi.
These people make me so nervous. They don't have Christ in their hearts, and so they are not very kind, nice, good, wholesome people that are trying to live their lives righteously and be kind to others. It's very distressing. And one of the things that what made me really want to call in was, the question that you posed, maybe 20 minutes ago or so, and you were almost lamenting, like, why would they get upset about, one procedure at Planned Parenthood being taken away? Well, there's a lot more to it if you think about it, because they want to have as long-term pregnancies as possible for their abortions, because they will get a lot of money for the body parts. And
oh, that's true. I forgot about
again,
that. Yep.
Very distressing. And
that's true.
Unfortunately, it is evil. And I'm praying that we can heal our country, that we can come together and we can help them to understand the damage that they're doing, not just to us and the country, but to themselves as well and to their own
Alice,
soul.
Alice, you'll notice that Joe Biden has brought us together in a lot of different ways against CRT, even liberal parents. You know, maybe the people who the Democrat Party originally said, Joe Biden said, Bill Clinton said that they wanted to keep abortion safe, rare, and early. So, maybe there is a middle ground in states
right.
where there is abortion. So maybe this will bring us together, because I'm going to tell you, mailing in bodily fluids or trying to burn down abortion clinic or trying to break into a state capitol are no way to get your point across, and it will get them absolutely nowhere. It will turn people away from the radicals in the movement, Alice, as it has in so many other things. I got to go, Alice. We're up against a hard break. Thanks for your thoughts today on this Monday. I really appreciate it. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the show today. I will appreciate it if you would check out Newsmax tonight, by the way. New lineup, killer, killer, killer lineup, including Greta Van Susteren at 6 o'clock, okay? Check out my social media, all of it at Rob Carson Show. Got a lot of stuff up there. And the podcast of the show is called the Rob Carson Show Podcast. You don't want to miss today's show, that's for certain. God bless you. God bless the unborn. And until tomorrow, whatever you do, don't catch a stupid. What do you say? See ya.